Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled, Am I the Lord's Colt Carrying His Word?
Ask rain from the Lord in the season of the spring rain, from the Lord who makes the storm clouds, who gives showers of rain to you, the vegetation in the field to everyone. For the teraphim utter nonsense, and the diviners see lies, the dreamers tell false dreams, and give empty consolation. Therefore the people wander like sheep, they suffer for lack of a shepherd. My anger is hot against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders, for the Lord of hosts cares for his flock, the house of Judah, and will make them like his proud war horse. Out of them shall come the cornerstone, out of them the tent peg, out of them the battle bow, out of them every commander. Together they shall be like warriors in battle, trampling the foe in the mud of the streets. They shall fight, for the Lord is with them, and they shall put to shame the riders on horses. I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them back because I have compassion on them, and they shall be as though I had not rejected them. For I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. Then the people of Ephraim shall become like warriors, and their hearts shall be glad as with wine. Their children shall see it and rejoice. Their hearts shall exult in the Lord. I will signal for them and gather them in, for I have redeemed them, and they shall be as numerous as they were before, though I scattered them among the nations. Yet in far countries they shall remember me, and they shall rear their children and return. I will bring them home from the land of Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them to the land of Gilead and to Lebanon until there is no room for them. They shall pass through the sea of distress, and the waves of the sea shall be struck down, and all the depths of the Nile dried up. The pride of Assyria shall be laid low, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart. I will make them strong in the Lord, and they shall walk in his name, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And our New Testament reading is Mark chapter 11.
Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you. Just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you doing this? They say, the Lord needs it and will send it back shortly. They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied to a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, what are you doing, untying that colt? They answered, as Jesus had told them, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches that they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Jesus entered Jerusalem and went about into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since he was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, both Marilyn and Leslie, for those two readings. Looking at the first, it felt to me it goes one direction, and the direction is go to the Lord and ask him. The context was being in exile, being away, because those who were meant to care for the people, meant to help them understand God's will, were in it for themselves. So there were no leaders, no shepherds, and Israel's and Judah here was in the time of desperation away from home. But the whole kind of direction is ask, rain for the Lord. We could put whatever is there from our own asking. And it's all about what he wants to do and will do. The Lord is the one who cares for his flock. Mm-hmm. He's the one who will, from the people of Judah, comes the cornerstone, which we believe is the Messiah and Jesus, the tenpeg, the battle bow. But also it speaks of out of them every commander. So it looks like from that cornerstone will also come a new people who will have a kind of a new battle. It speaks of warrior in battles, trampling force. And if it refers to us, people now who are in Christ, believers of Jesus Christ, follower of Jesus, I don't think the battle is a physical battle, but it's that spiritual battle. The battles to be different, to live differently. And we heard on Sunday the kind of deceits and lies that they are around us, the very powerful messages that tells us how to be happy and how to live, but actually that are not giving real life to our souls. And what does it mean for us as Christian to stand up for what God wants for his world? And for me as a leader is quite challenging. Am I like what God wants, a shepherd to his people, or am I in it for my own purposes? I think every Christian maybe is a mixture a little bit, and our prayer should be that we walk closer and closer to Jesus and being transformed by him. And that leads kind of me to the other reading, because the other reading is kind of the opposite. It's not ask the Lord, but is Jesus who asks something. He tells his disciples to go and find a colt, and he says, if someone say anything, says the Lord needs it. And that really kind of got my attention. The Lord needed the colt. I'm reading a commentary, a little bit of a different commentary on John, from someone called Jean Vanier, who is a French. He kind of was one of the founder of something called L'Arche, or the Arch, which is a community that looks specifically for people with disabilities. Yeah. And he wrote a commentary on John, Jesus. So great commentary. And he says, Jesus needed. He needed John the Baptist to prepare the way. He needed a mother to birth him and to kind of nurse him. And he needed a father to grow in a family. And he needed a lot of things. He needed women to support his ministry. And here it says he needs a colt to stroll down the streets of Jerusalem. And my thought was, God needs me. God needs us. He gives us the privilege to be part of his work of building a place here on earth where his will, his desire, his purposes can be shown to the world through us, through me. The question is, am I willing to be like a colt? Am I willing to be like an animal, in a sense here, that, well, no one talks about him. He's unseen. There's even a lot of clothes put on him. And yet Jesus is only able to be in the city of Jerusalem because of that cult. And people only shout the name of Jesus, only speaks about Jesus, doesn't see the cult. And it made me think, as a leader, do people see me more as a person and thank me and are impressed with my skills and talents and how I speak? Or are they more and more led to Jesus? And in a sense, that would be my prayer for this morning, that more and more my life would be a life, not so much that impress others, but that leads others to Jesus. And in this commentary, it speaks a little bit about what it means to be a witness to Jesus. And here it says, John the Baptizer and the beloved disciples and the first disciples and all the disciples of Jesus throughout the ages are called to be witness and to point towards Jesus, saying he is the one chosen by God. He's the one who came to heal our broken hearts, to give us peace, and to lead us further into the truth. Those who are witnesses to Jesus do not give out ideas or ideologies or even doctrines. They do not seek followers for themselves or their own glory. Rather, they seek to lead people to Jesus. They do not manipulate people or impose their ideas or ways of life on others. They believe in the compelling power of the truth and the freedom of people to welcome the truth or not. They speak of what they have lived, experienced, seen, and heard in their hearts. They speak out clearly, truthfully, and with courage, even in the face of opposition or mockery. They tell their story. They tell how Jesus is healing their hearts of stone, giving them hearts of flesh, leading them into the world of universal love and compassion, and breaking down barriers of culture, fear, and sin that close them up in themselves. Witnesses tell how Jesus is transforming their lives. And continues a little bit more. But that's what it means at the heart of being a witness or being a cult for Jesus, so that Jesus can be manifested, that in a sense, Jesus can be, I think I've written something there, but I can't find it. Said no one was shouting for the cult, but he was central in making Jesus known to the city. So can we live that kind of life when actually no one really shouts for us, but in our hearts we delight it, because through our lives, maybe just sharing our stories, Jesus is better known in Taunton. So let's pray for all the Christians around who have Jesus in their hearts, that all their stories, that they will have courage to share that story simply and honestly with their friends, their neighbors, their colleagues, and their family members. And that Jesus will be better known in Taunton and in this country through the faithful witness of his followers.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.